Leo Enright, space commentator. Good morning. Leo, how exciting is this mission? The Ingenuity Mars helicopter attempting the first powered, controlled flight on another planet.
Yes, indeed, Mary. Ingenuity, or known to her friends as Ginny. She should, about 25 minutes ago, have lifted off the surface of Mars, hovered about 10 feet, about 3 meters above the surface for 30 seconds, and then gently landed back down on the surface of Mars. All done completely robotically. Nobody has spoken to this helicopter since last night. They sent up the instructions to its computer. It was watched by the big, very big Perseverance rover, which moved away from the helicopter to make sure they didn't crash into each other. So we should have video by 7 o'clock tonight.
Did I read that they have a piece of cloth on board from the Wright brothers' flight?
You're absolutely right. The Americans, NASA, are calling this the Wright brothers moment on Mars. And that, of course, refers to the time when the Wright brothers took the first heavier-than-air flight in 1903 at Kitty Hawk in North Carolina. Yes, they have a tiny piece of fabric from the Wright flyer.
So this is essentially, Leo, a technology demonstration, but The potential capability here, what is it?
Well, I think there's enormous opportunities here, Mary. As you say, it's a demonstration. It mightn't work. The computer might have said stop for some reason, so we might discover it hasn't moved this morning. But it is just a demonstration, and what will follow will be much more dramatic. The Perseverance rover, which is the size of a large family car, its predecessor was a tiny little rover the size of my microwave oven. Now, this helicopter is actually just the size of my tea caddy, the thing that I put tea in for the morning. It will be superseded in future years by much bigger helicopters. But I have to say, Mary, I think this is quintessentially American. Anyone else who wanted to fly on Mars would have sent a hot air balloon. It's cheaper, it's simpler, and we know they work. But the Americans, when they think we're going to fly at Mars, they say, let's build a helicopter.
And that's what they've done. All right, Leo Enright, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.